How's that groin?
Feeling pretty good. Day by day.
Got your burst?
Say again?
Got your burst back?
Well, I haven't ran since the game, but I'm sure I'll have it.
How much is this going to be time off? I mean, you've gotten a few days off the last couple of weeks. How much has that helped you just sort of manage from week to week?
It's been tremendous to be able to kind of, you know, relax and let my body heal, rejuvenate. You know, it's all about that push to Sunday. You know, I would much rather be out there practicing with those guys. But, you know, I have to do now.
35 carries okay with you?
Yeah.
Every week?
Yeah, whatever it takes, you know, to help my team win, I'm willing to do it.
Hey, Adrian, talk about your relationship with Jerome Felton. He says he's like a Secret Service agent. You're the president. What is your relationship like with him?
We have a real good relationship, you know, off the field. You know, we communicate and talk. And, you know, on the field, we definitely have to be on the same page. And, you know, I kind of think back into earlier in the season when he wasn't out there with us. You know, it was a little more tough sledding, you know. And once he got back into the mix of things, the running game started to, you know, opened up a little more for me with that guy in front of me.
Yeah, how tough was it, him missing those three games? Do you think if he was there, you guys would have won some of them?
It would have helped. You know, I'm not going to say that him being there was going to change the, you know, mm-hmm. the outcome of a team effort. But, you know, it definitely helps when you have your starter out there. And then it helps the run game, you know, be more productive.
It seems like in history, a lot of great runners have, you know, had great relationships with their fullbacks. You know, Emmitt Smith, Moose Johnston, Walter Payton, Matt Tsui. I mean, is that kind of important to have a great bond with your fullback like you kind of do?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, you guys go out there and you get it done together, you know, and you have to be in sync with the fullback and, you know, you got to trust them. You know, so with that, you're able to build a good relationship.
Adrian, last couple games here at the Metrodome now, what are going to be some of your favorite memories playing in the Metrodome?
Some of my favorite memories? Oh, man, you know, my first game, you know, my first career touchdown, which was a pass. Clinching the playoffs last year, 296. You know, so many great memories in the Metrodome. So just look at it. Add a couple more before we end the season.
Would you be sad to see it gone at all, playing someplace new?
Sad? I wouldn't say sad, you know, with what I've seen we have to look forward to. Not sad at all. I'm excited. But, you know, it's been there for a long time. It has a lot of history, you know, so in that sense, you'd be like, you know, good time, good memories, but, you know, it's time to move forward.
Weather, like, on a day like today, make you look forward to TCS?
No. Not at all. You know, I don't even want to think about it. But, you know, it is what it is.
Adrian, Kevin Williams got the Ed Block Courage Award for your team this week. What's it been like just going to work with that guy every day for the last few years and just kind of seeing what are your impressions of him when you think about Kevin Williams, the player?
He's a true football player. You know, it's been a blessing and an honor for me to be able to play with him. You know, just an incredible talent, a great person, you know, great personality. And on the field, he's been doing it for so long and dominating. 11 years, 12 years, he's been dominating. And you don't really find that often, you know, especially a defensive front, you know. So he stands with an elite group.
Will you like him on Saturday, based on the game that's being played?
Well, I like him, Kevin, on Saturday?
Oklahoma State.
Oh, okay. I was like, he lost me there. Yeah, we have a little friendly rager, you know, I'm sure. But, you know, Bedlam is definitely crazy. And, you know, hopefully I can get something good for him because I'm expecting my Sooners to win.
One more question, Felton. Was there some people say that at one point you didn't really like running behind a fullback or something of that nature before?
Earlier in my career, I still kind of like it now at times. You know, it all depends on the play call. You know, sometimes it's good to have that guy in front of you. You know, when it's a run, when you're able to be more patient, let that guy go through and, you know, open things up in other plays. You know, maybe like on a toss or, you know, 42, you know, like just for example, 4-2 lead, you know, we can run that in the odds formation or single back. And I like it either, you know, either way. Mm-hmm. You know, fullback really doesn't bother me when I play when he's in there, you know, so it varies.
Do you guys do anything off the field or what do you chat about? Do you have some common interests or anything along those lines you and Jerome?
Yeah, you know, we get out sometimes, you know, try to, through the free time we do have, you know, that's how I try to rest and let your body recover during a long season. You know, we kind of get out the running back as a group and go bowling and maybe grab, a bite or something from time to time. But we really have too much time just to, you know, mingle, you know, with each other. You know, we're savvy vets in the league now, you know, so... But yeah, you know, we spend time together.
Talk how big a test this game is going to be on Sunday against a playoff caliber team.
It's going to be a great test for us. You know, defensively, you know, you guys are sound up front. We're going to be challenged in the offensive line. You know, they're preparing for that. You know, so we're going to got to go out and establish the run game. You know, be efficient across the board and protect the ball. You know, in a hostile environment. And, you know, just play good team, you know, football, Vikings football. And if we do that, and I feel like we can get, you know, come out with a victory.
You talked about running behind a fullback. Is the timing difficult when you've got two in front of you, maybe Carlson, Ellison, Jerome?
Well, based off last week, I wouldn't say it was difficult, you know. I can say for myself, you know, I'm just so quick and to shoot the gun at sometimes. And, you know, plays when you have two pullers or three pullers in front of you, you have to be more patient. And I haven't had a long time over my career being patient, you know. So that's why, you know, I sometimes don't like the fullback in front of me. So, you know, when I work on myself and I start to be more patient, you see last week, you know, you got – you know, Jerome pulling around, you got Carson pulling around, and I'm doing my job of being more patient, allowing those guys to get in front of me, and you see how effective we could be in a run game, you know, so it worked out well.
How exciting is it for you seeing Cordero get better every week and giving the Vikings essentially, you know, another playmaker, you know, as good as he continues to get?
It's exciting, man. The more weapons, you know, the more important you can be offensively. And, you know, it feels good. Anytime, you know, someone else is making a play or getting in the end zone, it makes me feel wonderful, you know. And he's a young guy with young talent. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to see how much he continues to grow. Cool. Thanks.